What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Untapped North. My name is Andrew Stewarts. I am your host, and I am so happy to have you joining me today for what is episode 5 of Untapped North. It's a beautiful day here in Sault Ste. Marie. It's a beautiful day to talk about sports. So without further ado, let's see what we have lined up for today's episode. Montreal versus Winnipeg. They are playing back-to-back games tonight and tomorrow, and this back-to-back could be a downer for the Jets. Our second topic will be a little bit about history. We had some history being made in the Ontario Hockey League yesterday, so we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to get into Untapped North's early MVP candidate in Major League Baseball. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. For those of us still watching the North Division in the NHL playoffs, the Montreal Canadiens and Winnipeg Jets are set to play back-to-back nights in Montreal for games 3 and 4. Two important games, not just with a chance to close out the series for the Canadiens, but it's also an opportunity for the Jets to show some fight for Mark Scheifele and to prove that they deserve to be where they're at. With Game 2 having only been a score of 1-0, I'm assuming that tonight's game is going to be a little bit more open and can hopefully be an offensive showing for both teams. While we know that Carey Price is stealing the spotlight and showing the hockey world why he truly is the best goalie in the NHL, and to be frank, probably the best goalie in hockey around the world. While we see him stealing the spotlight night in and night out, I can't help but give credit to Connor Hellebuyck, who is upping and improving his game with each start of these playoffs. This guy is giving the Jets every chance to win every night that he plays, and the goaltending battle between Price and Hellebuyck has been, for me, one of the most exciting goalie matchups of this year's playoffs. But it's also just proving to be a matchup that, if you're a hockey fan, you just need to watch. These guys are pushing themselves and, furthermore, pushing their teams. And tonight, in my opinion, Game 3 of this series, is certainly a must-win for both teams. For the Canadiens, a win tonight means that you are only one win away from the semifinals of this year's playoffs, and one step closer to lifting your first Stanley Cup since 1993. It's an opportunity to prove a lot of quote-unquote hockey experts wrong, and an opportunity to show the NHL that, once again, with great goaltending comes great results when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now, on the flip side, we have the Winnipeg Jets, who, again, tonight is a must-win for them, not only to basically save their playoff season, but also to show some fight and a little more battle in this saga that is Mark Scheifele's hit on Jake Evans. As some of you may know, Mark Scheifele was suspended 4 games by NHL Player Safety for his charge on Jake Evans late in Game 1. And as a result, the Winnipeg Jets are down one of their top forwards until at least Game 6. So without a win tonight, the opportunity to get to that Game 6 and to get Mark Scheifele back into this Jets lineup is almost slim to none, barring a Toronto Maple Leafs-style breakdown in these playoffs. Too soon? Don't care. The Jets will look like a stronger team on paper, with Paul Stastny drawing back into the lineup for games 3 and 4, by the sounds of it. How Stastny's play is going to impact the team, obviously, we're not sure until he gets back on the ice. But from previous experiences, he's definitely a big body that he'll definitely throw around all game. But he's also got the opportunity to be a game changer with his stick. So it's just another threat that the Canadians are going to have to deal with. Now, for our hockey nerds out there, the Montreal Canadiens are continuing to impress throughout these playoffs, as they currently boast the longest stretch without trailing, with a whopping 316 minutes, 14 seconds. The second longest stretch of not trailing in these playoffs goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who have not trailed for 205 minutes and 15 seconds. So, that's obviously a stat that the Canadiens want to continue. They want to take the lead, and they want to take the lead early. Game 3 gets set tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow, the game gets set at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can catch all of your NHL playoff games over on Sportsnet. No, that is not a paid advertisement. Maybe one day. But tonight, Game 3, Montreal versus Winnipeg. It's going to be great. And staying on the topic of hockey, yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, there was some hockey history made when 16-year-old Taya Curry became the first female selected in the Ontario Hockey League draft. The female goaltender was selected 267th overall by the Sarnia Sting, marking the first time that a female has been drafted in the OHL. For the past 7 seasons, Curry has been playing in AAA boys leagues, and in fact yesterday actually drew some attention from the WHL's first female player, Shannon Zabados, who reached out to Taya to congratulate her on yesterday's historic moment. In an interview that Taya had the opportunity of having with TSN yesterday, she said that she looks forward to being a role model for young girls around the world, and was quoted as saying, "Anyone can do it. No matter what your dream is, you can achieve it." Well, Taya, Untapped North would like to congratulate you on this historic moment, and of course, we definitely look forward to seeing you between the pipes and in the crease when you come through Sault Ste. Marie to take on the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds in some upcoming OHL seasons. And now, switching gears, we're going to move into some baseball, where we have the MLB MVP candidate, the early season candidate. I'm still calling it the early season, even though we are slowly working our way towards mid-season already. Untapped North's official early MVP candidate is none other than Toronto Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Now, it seems that at least the last two episodes of Untapped North have featured a moment or two dedicated to Vladdy, and rightfully so. This kid is proving to be more than what we thought he was in AAA, and has truly put the Blue Jays on his back basically every game this season. Now, the Blue Jays' overall record this year will go and show you that clearly baseball is not a one-man sport, and that the entire team needs to perform well in order to get those much-needed wins. However, if there's one constant throughout this season and one consistent player throughout this Blue Jays lineup, it is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He sits atop the home run leaderboard right now and across the entire MLB. He sits atop that leaderboard with 18. Right behind him, though, are 4 very impressive names. That of Ronald Acuna Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr., Shohei Ohtani, and Adolis Garcia. They all have 17 and 16 homers, respectively. So, Vladdy does have some competition when it comes to home runs. However, he's also leading in 3 other offensive categories, that of on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. He's currently 5th in the league in hits and 3rd in the league in batting average. So, needless to say, maybe this is a hot take, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the number one offensive player this year in Major League Baseball. So yeah, that makes him an MVP candidate for sure, given that he's leading and or is close to leading in five offensive categories, and that the Blue Jays are, despite them being third in the AL East, they are within first place grasp. They are only five games back of the league leading, the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays. And there's still plenty of baseball to be played and lots of time for the Blue Jays to take over in the division. And then finally, once we get through the second half of the season, it's about making that big playoff push that Blue Jays fans have been waiting for, an actual push. So will Vlad continue to impress and put these numbers up? Absolutely. There's no reason to say he won't. He's seeing the ball on another level. He's making those adjustments defensively as well, which means he's not a liability. I think the Blue Jays could afford to figure out their pitching situation. I think their pitching has been a bit of a letdown again this year. It seems like a broken record every year we're talking about Blue Jays pitching and how poor it is. Well, if they can figure out their pitching, and if Vladdy and the rest of the guys can continue to contribute offensively, those sorts of combinations could lead to a very successful push for the Jays, which I think Vladdy will be instrumental in. So, in case you didn't hear it, the Untapped North official take. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays will be your 2021 MLB MVP. And with that, we have come to the conclusion of yet another episode of Untapped North. Short and sweet today, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to thank you very much for listening to episode 5 of Untapped North. As I wrap up this recording, Team Canada is getting set to take the ice for their gold medal game against Finland. We'll have more to talk about with this Team Canada team on the next episode of Untapped North. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. My name is Andrew Stewarts, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Until next time, peace.